Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now a guy here to remind you that getting emotional doesn't mean crying. It could be anger, laughing, roasting, sarcasm, a lot of things. Steve Zabin.
Hey, Steven.
Hello, boys. Top of the morning. Wish me luck. Today, I'm trying to beat a hasty frozen retreat out of Washington, D.C. to get to Vegas. We are getting 6 inches of snow today and tomorrow, when we haven't had any snow all winter long. On this, the first day of spring, it's almost like the gods have said, oh, you've had too many vacations, buddy. Too many, too rich, you're too lucky. We've got to throw a little wrench into your plans. So cross my fingers that I'll make it out of here tonight.
All right, I'll cross your fingers.
Cross them, please, for me. There we go. And we are crossed.
All right. I've done all I can do. Good luck. That is it.
I've done all I can do as well. I changed my flight for no charge, oh, by the way, when the robber barons at United 24 hours ago wanted $200.
Wow.
Just to change planes.
How did you get out of the $200 charge?
Because when there's a weather alert, They allow people to scooch about their
look at
travel
you.
Plans.
So you used you manipulated the system.
I used what they offered.
Right. I
don't use that. Well, I guess I use that. You, the way you're saying it portrays me as somebody who had done something not.
What, the word manipulated comes in? It makes you sound like a bad guy? I don't think so. You used it to your advantage. You jujitsued it to work in your favor, not theirs.
Yeah, I actually called somebody a charlatan, and I was told that that's a pejorative. And I go, no, I mean it in a nice kind of a way.
What word did you use yesterday? A charlatan. It was charlatan yesterday.
You guys. Yeah, I said that about Bruce Pearl.
Brian said, use it in a sentence.
Yeah, and then I had to look it up. I was
use
like,
it in a good way.
Yeah, actually. Right. Use it in a good way.
What no a good charlatan.
There's no good way to use it. Hey, before we dig into sports, because, you know.
Not a sports fan, huh?
Oh, of course we are. There's tons of great sports, even though the Bucks last night got turned inside out by LeBron James. Poor Giannis Antetokounmpo giving up 40 last night.
Do the score. Get it out of the way.
Was that?
Do the score. Just.
I don't have the score handy. I just know they lost last night. Cavs 124, Bucks 117.
There you go.
There's the score for
Ding.
You right there.
Taken care of, Brian.
Thank you.
The Bucks have done all they can do in terms of firing coaches, bringing players back, adding guys, and they still seem to be sinking slowly.
Yep.
Slow bloop to the bottom of the Eastern Conference table.
Yeah, they're
so
in the
I don't
eighth
know if there's any
right
remedy
now.
For that. Rock, is there any remedy right now for the Milwaukee Bucks, the hometown Cagers, who just can't seem to get it going as we approach the season's finishing month?
Well, there's moments where they look great, and then they fall back into not moving the ball and just running the shot clock down with one guy dribbling, and then one pass and a bad shot. So when they move the ball, they look great, and I don't understand why they just don't do that all the time.
Right. Why don't you do that all the time?
That looked good. Do it again.
Why don't you do that more than not doing it more?
Yeah. I think the defense has a little bit to do with that.
Now the good news, if there is any good news, is that it doesn't look like the Pistons can catch you. You think?
No.
They're six games back.
Yeah.
But still, do you want to be the eighth seed taking on the number one seed? That just seems like...
And the number one is Toronto.
Six games back with 12 to play, as I count it. You're 37-33, 41-41 is 7-8, carry the one, divide by six. Why do you got to make it so complicated? Because I'm bad at math, that's why. You're right, you don't want to be the 12 seed, so maybe if you get hot, you're only a half game back of the Heat, you draw the Celtics. I'm not sure the Celtics or the Raptors.
Eight seed. Boy, that math really did screw you up.
What did I say, 7 seed?
You want to be the 12 seed.
Maybe you want to crawl up to the 7 seed because you're a half game back of the Heat. And if you get hot, in theory, you could catch the Sixers, who are 2.5 games ahead of you. But I don't know. The 6 seed as it is right now would draw the Cavaliers. The top 3 seeds are going to be tough. The Raptors, the Celtics, and the Cavaliers.
Did you watch the game last night?
I did not.
Hubie Brown sounded irritated with the Bucks at different times of the game.
Because Hubie Brown is old, and he gets irritated easily. Now, you see, what you got here is, I can't do a Hubie Brown. My buddy Andy does a great Hubie Brown. But, yeah, he tends to get kind of annoyed sometimes at things he sees.
When's the last time you heard an NBA announcer talk about guys staying in their lanes on a fast break? he was upset about that.
Really?
That the Bucks, they just don't stay in their lanes on these fast breaks.
It's a fast break, Hubie. You're breaking fast down court, trying to beat the other guys. I don't understand what he means.
What are you, were you supposed to zigzag all over the place like a drunk driver?
But guys are so much more athletic than they were 40 years ago when you stayed in your lane and you ran a disciplined fast break. These guys, you just tossed up in the air. They'll go get it.
There's going to be some crazy oop. It's not a,
stay
in my lane.
Not an alley oop.
A crazy oop.
So before, we're already into sports. I was going to give you I trust you have done the story so far of the guy who was caught on video on on St. Patrick's Day running his head into a window in frustration because he was having an argument with his girlfriend.
How did we miss that? No.
How did you miss
that? No, we watched Matt LeBlanc feed a car into like a wood chipper, though. A whole car.
Awesome.
It was spectacular.
Don't anyone tell me that the new Top Gear is as good as the old one.
Yeah.
First of all, did St. Patrick's Day go well for all of you good folks up there? Because I know it's a big occasion. I like to sarcastically joke, do you guys celebrate that up there?
It seemed to go off without...
Nobody you know got in trouble for anything?
No, I think it was
got injured,
one
got
of
arrested?
Our... No, I think it went off fine.
All right, so this video is on Barstool Sports. And I do believe it's clean, so you can play the audio as you take a watch of it. Brian, are you calling it up on your Skype window right now?
Yeah, I'm moving to do so right now.
This guy is just on the streets of some downtown city, and it was caught on somebody's iPhone where they're like, hey, this couple's arguing right here. Are you got the audio up?
Mm-hmm. There it is.
I just want you to listen to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so he's arguing.
Listen to the first part. He just screams.
No, that's the girl that screams.
Is that the girl?
Yeah, the girl screams, doesn't she?
That's not him. No, I think it's him. We'll clip the end, but go ahead and play it again.
No, it's her.
It's her. She's screaming. And then he runs off and smashes
okay. She screams.
Yeah.
But he goes and runs himself into the glass.
What?
Like a bird a building.
Does he realize that if that actually breaks, a large chunk of glass with that sort of weight could slice
his jugular vein?
Or just clean cut his head off?
It looks like a pretty solid piece of granite right next to that. He should have bashed
into
his head
granite,
on the stone.
Right.
He bounces up pretty quick, though.
He does. What's the hat? It's a green hat. Who is he a fan
Celtics.
Of? Celtics hat?
Well, it's St.
Well,
Patrick's,
St. Patrick's Day.
Day,
right? So
I'm trying
knows?
To read the words on the T-shirts and things around.
How about as the video ends, there's that couple with the guy putting his hand over his mouth like, oh, wow, look at that. Right, whereas he smoothly just puts his arm right around her waist. Like, okay, that's over now. My frustration's over. Let's go talk this out here.
Yeah, the big dude in the green shirt, the green hat. Oh, my goodness. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's a bit of a...
How do you think the rest of their...
Oh, my thing going on.
How do you think the rest of that couple's day went?
I don't know. I kind of fear for her, actually. A guy that is that stupid and violent, who knows what he may do.
Drunken Irish makeup sex late in the day.
I think we've all been there where we're so frustrated in an argument that option of running your head into a glass window is an appealing option. I could either sit here and keep arguing with my girlfriend, or I could run my head into a window. You know, the window's looking better and better all the time. This guy actually decided to take that option.
What can I
do? The window flexes and bows.
It does.
So yeah. Just thought you had to be aware of that. Every now and then I see a story, I'm like, I'm sure these guys must have done this, but let me just let them know that if they didn't see it. So you want to talk about Joe Thomas and his roast.
Joe Thomas, at Cleveland headquarters yesterday, they had he and his wife and
said
his kids.
Said he might
in.
Get emotional, which indicated he might choke up, but.
They had a couple hundred people from.
There are many emotions.
Couple hundred people from the organization in for his official announcement that he was retiring from the NFL after 11 years with the Browns, Steve.
Yes, 11 years. Never once did he go 1-0 to start a season.
He is, without a doubt, a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No question about that.
He was at the Cavs game last night where he was introduced.
Yeah.
Got a standing ovation.
Standing ovation.
Hug from LeBron.
Hug from LeBron.
Right.
By the way, you know, LeBron is not that much smaller than Joe Thomas.
Yeah, but they.
Tells you what a stud athlete LeBron is.
But they have different skill sets.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
So
I've got some audio here of Joe Thomas and his retirement speech. He apparently roasted Johnny Manziel.
He let everybody have it.
Brandon
Eric Mangini.
Whedon, former incompetent GMs, you name it. You want to play this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's – do you have it or you want us to play it?
Oh, let's see. Skip ad. There we go.
This offseason, there was a lot of people that reached out to me when they heard I was considering retirement. They had – an opportunity to talk to me and give their input. And one of the guys that talked to me was actually Kyle Shanahan.
Right, here you go.
He put together a 32-point slide presentation on PowerPoint telling me why I need to come back. Unfortunately, that didn't work. Ray Farmer tried to text me, but it was during a game, and unfortunately he was suspended for that.
Boom,
roasted. Eric wanted to reach out to me because I had a couple years with him, and he thought it was important to hear a few things from him, but unfortunately, he said I was going to have to ride 8 hours with him on a bus to Connecticut if I wanted to hear all about
Boom.
It.
Boom,
so
roasted.
Yeah.
Brandon Whedon still has my phone number somehow after all these years, and he tried to call me, but he ended up still being stuck under that giant American flag, so he didn't get any reception. Sashi tried to trade some information with me about my retirement, but unfortunately, it didn't get in time.
You could tell that one hit home. They're like, oh, yeah.
That was the time we
tried to trade for somebody. We didn't get under the deadline.
A.J. McCarron.
That's right.
Yeah.
Johnny tried to call me from the club, but his money phone apparently didn't have very good service.
Oh, boom.
Roasted.
Wow,
roasted
right there. That's some level five roasting right there.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Who's writing his jokes? Who's the joke writer?
And in the end, we all know that. The reason I retired was because of Robert Griffin III. It was definitely his fault.
Oh!
Boom!
Wow!
Boom! Thomas out!
Seriously, though, I know that I joke a little bit and try to have fun with things. I've had a lot of outstanding memories of my 11 years.
Boo. Yeah. Genuine sentiment. Boo! Yeah. Heartfelt thoughts, boo. Go back to ripping people.
Right. He was dancing on him. Mangini took it.
There should have been more of an edge. You should have said, you people wasted my career. You wasted my time. You wasted my knees. I hope you are happy. Way to go. They say that left tackle is the second most important position on a football team to protect the quarterback's blind side. What did I do for 11 years? I locked that down. And what did you guys do?
Nothing.
You screwed it up all around me. Way to go.
For 11 years, you never had to worry about this spot, ever.
Exactly.
Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. I let you worry about who the quarterback would be, who our running back was going to be, who are you going to throw it to. And what did you do? Nothing.
But blew it.
Yeah. You blew it, right?
You blew it. You wished you had taken Carson Wentz. You wanted to get A.J. McCarron. Guess what? You blew it. You're no good, you Browns.
So Joe Thomas comes into the league by going fishing, and he goes out of the league with his Rodney Dangerfield.
He goes out blowtorching. Goes in fishing, goes out blow. Although he said all that with a smile, Bob. You'd say he was bebopping and scatting. I thought he was lightly joking.
I'll say he wasn't crying at the microphone about how I'm going to miss the game and blah blah blah.
Blubbering.
Right. No, he went out like a. That was a great exit. Good for him. Good for Joe Thomas.
Good for Joe Thomas. And now he may go to the booth. They're talking about him as a possible game analyst, and I think he'd be fantastic. They say offensive linemen are the smartest guys on any football team because they have to know everyone else's job, everyone else's protection on that offensive line. So he could be very, very good if he decides to do it.
Sure. We've got Tauscher here in Wisconsin, and we've got Larry McCarron up in Green Bay, former offensive lineman. Why not Joe Thomas in the booth?
Yeah,
why not get him to replace Gruden? He can do – what about that guy? Now, that guy.
That guy.
He could do that. He could pick that up and run with it, couldn't he?
Sure. Speaking of Boom Roasted, remember Iggy Azalea and Nick Young?
Oh, yeah.
Laker guard, sure. Nick Young, who was caught on tape on a video. I forget, was it a show he was on? Anyway, Nick Young was caught bragging about his exploits with other women outside of... Well, he wasn't bragging about it. Let me go back to this. There was a video.
Somebody posted something.
Nick Young's rookie teammate posted a video of Nick Young, a.k.a. Swaggy P., bragging about cheating on Iggy Azalea, pop star Iggy Azalea. So that relationship dissolved, heck, a year or more ago. But just yesterday, apparently, Iggy Azalea. Say that 10 times fast, Brian. Go.
I can't.
Iggy Azalea. She was on this show called What? Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
Watch What Happens Live. Do you know this show?
I've heard of it.
Here we go.
Burn some of your ex's stuff. What was the most expensive thing you lit up and didn't belong to your ex-fiancé? What'd you say?
I said I burnt it all.
You burned it all.
Burnt a lot, and I threw stuff in the pool, too. I started off with water, and it just seemed like that didn't work.
You needed to move on to fire.
Does she know?
Yeah, well, water. Water comes out of clothes. Even nice clothes. Water is not a destructive thing.
Does she know who Lisa Lopes is? Lisa Left Eye.
She might.
You know, because she burned down Andre Rison's house.
I know.
That genius.
Then she perished in a plane crash. May she rest in peace.
No. She perished in a Jeep accident, I thought it was.
Let's go to the Google system there, Brian. Find it out. I could have sworn she died. Oh, maybe it was Aaliyah.
Yes.
That died in a plane crash.
An overloaded plane.
Lisa Left Eye Lopes may have died elsewhere in a car crash. Here's back to Iggy Azalea.
What was the most expensive thing you burned, would you say?
Well, tons. Every designer you could think of, I burned. See, this is what I did. He was out, and I used to break stuff in our house, and I realized that I was breaking my own I was like, that's stupid, and he didn't care. Right. So I was like, I'm going to find some you care about, and I'm going to start destroying that. Which was his clothes.
Right.
Yes.
And we had a fire pit outside, a nice fire pit that you can put on with the gas. So
and you just threw it all on there.
No, I didn't. I'm fair.
Oh.
I text him a video, and I was like, hey, I'm burning your shit. I'm starting with cheese.
Okay, you can't say that word because they're going to bleep you every time.
Okay, yeah. I'm burning your thing.
Right.
And so I don't know where you're at, probably with some girl. So I hope you get home quickly because I'm moving on. We're progressing on the spectrum of cheap.
But are you moving on, actually, though?
It's expensive. I will say expensive. Yes.
Yeah, destroying property.
All right.
Right. Expensive things do not burn well. All the Forever 21 just...
That's a fashion joke. I don't even know what that means.
Forever 21 Forever... is a store at the mall.
Is it a cheap store?
I don't know.
All right, so...
I shop at Eddie Bauer.
So this actually happened over the weekend. I was stunned and actually quite proud. There is a commercial now, boys. A mainstream commercial for, I want to say DirecTV maybe. In which a woman throws a bunch of her boyfriend's stuff.
He's standing out on the driveway and she's throwing it out the window at him.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you know who that commercial's for?
No, I see it, but I don't really pay attention to it.
Okay, but it's a mainstream commercial, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of my daughters is like, what's that all about? And my older daughter is like, and she actually said this. She goes, yeah, it's okay to act immature if you're a girl, but if you're a boy, then that's assault. I was like,
wow.
God, I love how smart my daughter is. She actually saw right through that commercial and exposed it for the ridiculous double standard it is. That was pretty good. I was pretty proud of that, actually. But yeah, explain that one. Like, why is that person stuff out the window?
I don't know how that gets me to buy DirecTV. I'm not sure. I'll have to pay more attention.
No, no. And, you know, encouraging that kind of thing, that's not going to be good for anybody. Because even if the boyfriend did actually cheat, once you start throwing stuff out the window, you are escalating the stakes. And I would say, if I were into relationship counseling, you are putting yourself at an elevated risk of physical harm if you do that. Agreed?
Oh, it's not going to help.
No, no, it's not going to help.
Yeah. I don't think a counselor would advise it. Let's say that.
Right, well, because you feel good for a moment throwing his stuff out the window. He comes home and says, oh, why don't I just punch you in the face repeatedly?
The counselor that says, well, what are you doing to get even?
Exactly. What are you doing to get even?
Have you tried to get even?
Yeah, because that's the most important thing.